Lincoln Financial Field is getting ready to host WrestleMania 40 on April 6th, where WWE superstars will be immortalized in what's shaping up to be a huge weekend for the wrestling industry. In order to make it into the grand stage, wrestlers have to go to wrestling school. Will they learn how to do all those dramatic movements in the ring? WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
Of the millions of wrestling fans worldwide, many dream of one day stepping into the squared circle and performing for sold-out crowds. Many of those fans caught the wrestling bug at an early age by watching on TV, including WWE superstar Drew Gulak.
My family wasn't into wrestling, but I had a friend of the family named Wayne Stokes. His family would watch every pay-per-view. Wrestling was like a holiday there at his house. And I was invited over and I got to watch those, and those are memories that stuck with me for a lifetime.
Those memories led him to training in Philadelphia, including spending some time at the 2300 Arena. The work paid off, resulting in multiple titles in the WWE and even getting his own action figure. Gulak's now sharing his knowledge at the wrestling school Catchpoint, which happens to be the only wrestling school in the city.
That is where I learned, and it just means so much to me that I can kind of like have my little place here in Philly.
Across the Delaware River in Paulsboro, New Jersey, the Monster Factory has produced hundreds of pro wrestlers over the years, including WWE Tag Team Champion Damian Priest, who will perform at WrestleMania this year.
I think we boast as the most successful school for, you know, getting people signed to top companies.
Trainer Melissa Sampson has been in the business for nearly 30 years. She hopes to instill in her students a strong work ethic, which will allow them to pursue their goals.
Whatever success is to you could be different from someone else. I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I was a pro wrestler. So I did that. So whatever success is for you, I want them all to reach that. But the way that you reach that is being able to listen and follow direction and be accountable.
But along the way, wrestlers need to learn how to take a few bumps. Because it's no secret that pro wrestling is pretty dangerous. While jumping from the top rope is one thing, wrestlers are essentially landing on what amounts to plywood sitting on a metal frame. Nate Wallace is one of the trainers at Catchpoint. With more than a decade of experience, he's gotten used to what a ring can do to someone.
It's one of those things where it's like once you hit the mat the first time and then you feel that pain and then you go, okay, I might still want to do this. Then you go home and you feel after, you know, a few more times you hit those ropes and you felt that mat, you'll realize it for yourself, like, okay, this is for me, this is not for me.
Where fans get really engaged is with the promos, or more commonly, when a wrestler is handed a mic and gets the crowd to cheer or boo them. Wrestling student Matt Quay has been training on how to work a crowd.
It's the entertainment that wears a lot of hats, if not all the hats, you know, like pro wrestling is the only thing that will give you that athleticism, that physicality, but also that acting, that showmanship, and that improbability.
And while one might not look like Hulk Hogan or The Rock, that doesn't mean one won't be able to capture the hearts of fans down the line.
There's so many different facets of wrestling right now. There's so many different roles that you can fit. Where you don't see a role for yourself, you can always make your own role. And I think that's what I'm doing right now.
Stevie Brooks is currently training at the Monster Factory. She says pro wrestling is for everybody.
I don't necessarily fit the mold of what a pro wrestler looks like. I don't have the bulging muscles that maybe a Roman Reigns does. You know, if you believe in yourself, you can find your own path.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.